The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Rees here from Natural Nosh, and you're listening to Healthy Options here on Fresh FM. Today we're going to talk about something that most women, not all of course, might be interested in, and that's to how to decrease your wrinkles. And it comes from the inside and not the outside. So no matter how many potions and lotions you put on your skin, the best way permanently to decrease your wrinkles and tighten up your flab is from the inside. So I was watching this discussion online with the two people who are extremely knowledgeable on how to be well, and they're not from the medical world, and they've done their own research, and they've also put into practice what they're talking about. So one of them is in his 60s and he probably looks like he's in his 30s or 40s. So yeah, so it comes from the inside. So you might have heard of silica before. That's part of sand, I guess, on the beach. But this silica comes from a liquid. Well, no, it comes from diatomaceous earth, which I'm not too sure what that is, but it's ground up something. Anyway, collagen keeps our skin elastic and our joints flexible and comfortable. Some poor people with arthritis don't have any collagen between their joints, and so they're grinding bone on bone and are in great pain. So the prevention of that condition might interest some people who are worried about getting arthritis, both forms. So you need to take silica with vitamin C so it's absorbed properly, and the best source of that is to get it from foods, or the vitamin C especially from foods. And so the cartilage will build up and the chondroitin in the joints will be healthy, and you'll keep the joints moving, flexible and in good condition. So I probably have taken supplements in the past with glucosamine and chondroitin in them, but you don't need to buy pills to do that trick. So you need diatomaceous earth, which you can buy from the big stores, I think, Mitre 10 and places like that. But you need the food grade one. I do have some stuffed away somewhere, and I'm not sure if it's food grade or whether it says on the packaging, but I will check it when I find it. So what you do is you take about a tablespoonful of food grade diatomaceous earth, sometimes referred to as DE, and you add it to about 5 litres of water. And of course, whenever I talk about water, I mean filtered water or spring water. And then you leave it to settle out. So the DE will settle out on the bottom, and the liquid will contain the dissolved silica. So, and the settling out process will take 3 to 4 days, so don't be in a hurry. So you drink the water on the top. You can filter it off and bottle it. And so the good thing about that is that you're sipping it during the day. You're not taking it a whole lot all in one go at one time during the day. So sipping it is the best. So you leave everything in the container. And as you siphon off the water in the container, just add more water and then wait until it settles again. So you can keep doing this. The guy on the video said you can leave it for 2 years, just keep on adding water to it, but he likes to change everything after 6 months. Yeah, so each time you add more water to the container, tiny amounts of silica will dissolve in the water. And what it does, it forms orthosilicic acid. So it makes the silica much more absorbable in that form. So the thing about silica taking supplements is that it's not really absorbed properly by the body. So you're not really getting much benefit from it. So by dissolving the silica in water, you'll get much more of it absorbed. So it doesn't matter how much diatomaceous earth you add, since the excess silica that isn't dissolved just settles on the bottom. So you just drink the water with whatever amount of silica is dissolved in it. So as I said, taking it in a large dose in a tablet form, most of the silica just goes straight through our system and, you know, doesn't get absorbed, it doesn't do anything. And it has to be in the form of orthosilicic acid in order to be absorbed. And as I said, smaller doses allows for better absorption. So you can also get silica from nettles. So if you find a patch of stinging nettle somewhere, make some tea. You can dry out the nettle leaves and keep them in an airtight container, and so you can make some tea. So all you do is put some nettle leaves into a pot, pour on some not quite boiling water, and let it sit for a few minutes, and then drink that. You can also, of course, add different things to it. You can add mint or thyme or whatever other herbs you like, just to enhance the flavour a little bit. Yeah, so the silica will definitely help to tighten your skin and to keep it tight. So it's a bit like stretch jeans, you know, when you first put them on, they're nice and tight and they hug your body. And then after you've been wearing them a few days or a few times, they get a bit loose. And then you wash them again and they spring back. So that's a good picture, if you like. So getting the glucosamine and chondroitin from tablets is not ideal. As I said, you need to get it from food sources. So a good source is gelatin. And I doubt that agar would do the same. So you need to use gelatin. And as well, there's a bonus in that it contains some amino acids as well. So as we age, our stomach acid decreases, the levels decrease. So if our stomach acid levels are good, we will have more of the orthosilicic acid absorbed. But as I said, the levels decrease as we age. And the silica that gets converted to orthosilicic acid decreases, so the amount that we can absorb decreases as we age. So this is what causes things like atherosclerosis, diverticulitis, emphysema, and wrinkles due to the lack of collagen and elastin due to a lack of silica. So something else that's really high in silica is bamboo. But I'm not sure how you'd take bamboo. You could get some bamboo leaves and make some tea. I've not read anything about that, but that's worth a try. Horsetail tea is also a good source, but it also contains nicotine. And if you use the horsetail tea when fresh, it's poisonous, so it's not a good idea. So I guess you dry it and it's better to use it like that. So what it does is it constricts the blood vessel, so it's not so good. Bamboo, on the other hand, has 7 times the silica of horsegrass, and it dilates the blood vessels, which you want, really. You want blood to be flowing all around the joints and all around the body as easily as possible. So bamboo is a good source of silica. It's just how to get it into your body. But I'll do some more research on that. Nettles are a really good source of vitamin C as well, and which obviously we need lots of in the winter time for our immunity and to build collagen and elastin for our thyroid and thymus and adrenal glands. So the more vitamin C you can get, and from a plant. So one other source of vitamin C is pine needles. So if you go to the back beach, you'll find some pine trees there. So just collect a few needles, and you can dry them if you like, but take them home and chop them up and make some tea. So, and another way to increase your stomach acid is by doing celery juice. So some of you might have heard of the medical medium. He advocates drinking about 500 mils of pure celery juice every morning before you eat anything, and don't eat anything till at least 30 minutes afterwards. And this increases the stomach acid, the hydrochloric acid in our stomach, and most of us are suffering from a lack of it, not enough for all our bodily functions to happen. So you can explore more on that from the book, the first book that he put out, and it's just called Medical Medium. And zinc is also required for the formation of stomach acid. So if you can find zinc, 50 grams per day with food. So if you have it without food, it'll make you nauseous. And also take copper with it. So I'll do some more research on that for next time. Where do you get copper from in a food, and also zinc? So those people suffering with osteoarthritis, both silica and vitamin C are important, of course, and food with fibre contains a lot of silica as well. So make sure you eat a lot of food that's fibrous, like legumes, beans. You can get fibre in wholemeal flour, bran, all sorts of vegetables, of course, plenty of fibre in vegetables. A tea that one of these guys recommends is licorice root, pine needles, and there's one other thing, can't remember. I've made it a few times, and that's full of vitamin C and other good things. I will give you some more information next time on that. Licorice root is amazing because it supports our adrenal glands. It's really good for reducing inflammation. Licorice root is great for allergies and hormone balance. It's 50 times as good as sugar. And it's great for hormones and people suffering from asthma. So licorice root you can buy from the health food shop, organic shop on Collingwood Street here in Nelson. It's dried and chopped up, so it's easy to store at home. So any stimulants that you might be taking will affect your adrenal glands and cause inflammation. So we're talking about here energy drinks, Coca-Cola, all of those things in cans in the supermarket, coffee, of course, artificial sweeteners, chocolate, and anything with caffeine. So if you want your adrenal glands to support you, just try to cut out or cut down on all of those things. Energy drinks, coffee, artificial sweeteners, and chocolate. Probably others as well. Any stimulant. So allergies are caused by adrenal dysfunctions and a dirty liver. So if you want to reduce allergies, try cleaning your liver, and you can do that by water fasting. You have to look up some information on how to do that. There's probably plenty online, and there's liver cleansing diets. There's books written about it, and we might talk about that in another program as well. Rheumatoid arthritis. So the trigger there is bacterial. It's an autoimmune response caused by adrenal dysfunction. So the first job to do to get over this is to kill off the bacteria first, and you can do this with ozone therapy. I think there's people in Nelson who do that. Different medicinal herbs, one of them is Pau Darko, PAUD'ARCO, and licorice root again, which will reduce inflammation. And you need to focus on building up your adrenal glands, probably before you get arthritis rather than after you get it, but it won't hurt even if you get a little bit of it to start with. And you can use that with you can use nettle leaf for that. Vitamin D3 also is good. Schizandra berry is really good, and you can find that in shops and bottles. I'm not sure if we have any growing around the Nelson district, but that could be interesting to look into. And nettles, of course. So first stop the bacteria by not eating sugar and garbage food. So when you buy things from the supermarket, please read the labels. You'll find sugar in many different forms on the label. So it could be maltodextrin, which is sugar. And they'll say maybe maple syrup or all sorts of other words they use in place of sugar, but basically they're sugar. So there's more than one type of sugar in most foods on the supermarket shelves. So cut out anything like that. I'm just horrified by what I read on containers. I'm house sitting at the moment, or have been for 18 months now, and the crap that I find in people's fridges and cupboards is just unbelievable. It's no wonder we have some very sick people in our community. Bottles and jars, and it's just unending. It's just ridiculous, not to mention the plastics that they're contained in and the effect on our environment. So cut out sugar and any garbage food. I don't have to explain that term, I'm sure. Processed foods, basically anything in a supermarket apart from fruit and vegetables. Also, you can take a herb called gynostemma or jiaoguan. It's a Chinese word, jiaoguan or gynostemma. It's I've seen it, and I think I've had some of it myself. It's great for adrenal glands, low in cholesterol, and it's anti-cancer. So look for that. Another thing for your adrenals is pantothenic acid, vitamin B5. You find that in nutritional yeast, bee pollen, or pine pollen. It's the same kind of pollen. So there you go. So if you think you're going to get arthritis, there's a few things you can do to prevent it. So have a look at what you can do to improve your adrenal gland function, and you should be able to curtail your allergies. Eat supplements as food, like licorice root, herbs, things like that. Vitamin C is definitely important, so take vitamin C from a natural source like pine needles, berries, black currants, lots of berries, very high vitamin C. Silica, get silica from nettles or from diatomaceous earth. I'm going to start that as soon as I find my packet of diatomaceous earth, and I shall report back on that. We've got plenty of nettles at the community gardens in the brook, so pop up there if you want to, and I'll show you where all the nettles are. Dry them if you want to keep them for a long time, and then make nettle tea. Bamboo is a really good source of silica, as is horsegrass. I wonder if that's the same. No, I wonder if it's the same as horsetail tea. I'm not sure. I'll do some research there. So bamboo actually dilates the blood vessels as opposed to the horsetail tea, which constricts them. Yeah, so Yeah, so if you want, gelatin is a really good source of glucosamine and chondroitin for your cartilage. So you get that from gelatin, as I said. And the reason why diatomaceous earth is better is because the silica dissolves and forms orthosilicic acid, which is much better absorbed by your body. So you just drink it in sips all through the day. And I don't know how long it takes to show up on your skin, but I shall document that and let you know what happens. So if you want to watch this video, it's very interesting. I'll put the link up on my Facebook page, Natural Nosh, so you can go and have a look as well. It's very, very interesting, very knowledgeable people. So, hope you've enjoyed that and look forward to chatting again next week. You've been listening to Healthy Options here on Fresh FM with Sally Reese.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.